How you doing, Pop?
Good, you?
Yeah, January was the last meeting. Is that right?
I think
really
December, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been quiet. Because it was quiet, I think, just this time last year as well, if I remember correctly.
But... yeah.
Yeah, I've been on the Cape for the last week. I just came back, mowed the lawn today. That's not something I'm not looking forward to this spring.
Yeah.
It grows so fast.
I know.
Like twice a week, it seems like.
Yeah, a lot of rain, that's why.
Yep. So Ross can't make it tonight, I guess. He's got something else going on.
Yep. Let me just see if I gotta be right back.
Good evening, gents.
Hey, Jim.
Well, it's 7 o'clock. I'll call to order the regular monthly meeting of the Inland Wetland Commission. I'm glad to see we got a quorum here. Welcome, Andrew and Dave.
Thank you.
I don't know if we have someone recording doing the minutes on this, or they record it and then they do the minutes later. I'm not sure how that works, but. The first motion, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda. As you have the agenda?
Yep.
Yep.
Motion to approve the agenda. Although,
do I hear that motion?
Yeah. I'm a rookie here. Watch out.
I make the motion to approve it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion, agenda's been approved and seconded. The first item on the agenda is public comment. I don't see any public comment in here. If someone out there wants to speak up, certainly go right ahead. The third item on the agenda is old business. I don't see anything on there.
No.
I surprised. Oh, there's someone coming in here.
Someone's coming in, yeah.
It'd be good if Cameron was attending this.
Yep.
Someone there?
Oh, yeah, I'm Evan with Skip's.
What was your name again?
Evan, I'm with Skip's Wastewater.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, Cameron's here too. Good. Glad to see you guys join the meeting. Good to have you. We've done item 1, 2, and the old business, there is none. There's nothing to attend. So I'll move along to the new business. Installation of a repair of a septic field on 16 Tanglewood Lane in Bolton. And is it Grady that's here? From?
No, it's Evan.
Evan. What's your last name, Evan?
Harbinson, H-A-R-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, Evan, would you like to describe what you're proposing to do on Tanglewood Lane?
Yeah, so it was just a remove and replacement of the septic. Cameron is aware. He came out the site, saw everything going on. Same spot. It's just within 50 feet of the creek that's there, but no encroachment of the creek or anything like that. So,
well, I have a question. I was looking at Google Maps. I looked at up the address here, and it seems to be different from your drawing. It shows the driveway on the left, and it looked like Google Maps like the driveway is on the right. Is there an error there?
I'd have to look at what you're talking about. I mean, the driveway is on the right if you're standing in the cul-de-sac looking at the front of the house.
Oh. I looked on Google Maps. I thought it was on the left.
Actually, I think when you go on Google, it pops up the wrong address. It's the house at the very end of this street.
Into the cul-de-sac. Wrong address, huh?
You could be looking at the wrong one.
Right, if that's the case. Cameron, do you think the map's okay? Is there any problems with the map at all?
No, I don't think so. Sorry, you had cut out before. I had to join on my phone. I'm having some technical difficulties. Yeah, when looking at the site in person and then looking at the plans that were drawn up, I think everything looked fine. So yeah, I think it's just a general remove and replace septic. Their erosion controls look to be good. There was a little bit of opening that looked like it could possibly go into the stream there, and so I asked them to add some more silt fencing, and so they did a little wing to just ensure nothing would go in, and so we should be all good.
So you don't see a problem at all with the application or the plan or what they're proposing to do?
Nope. Yep. Looks fine.
Good. Does anyone else have any questions or anything else about the application? Well, I know normal procedure is to, and you can help me with this, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Is to table this and go out and look at it in the field. How is the septic field failing now?
Yeah, so currently the septic was failing, and they had already started the replacement and had forgotten to get wetland approval. And so we've been going back through retroactively, and they've paid the permit fee and everything, and they're, you know, acquiring the permit from us now. I do believe that we're still bound by the state law and regulation where this has to be the receival meeting, and so they have sort of a conditional approval at this time, but oh, here, let me switch over to my computer now that that seems to be working.
Who's that person that I'm looking at now?
I'm not sure why the Livingstons are in this meeting, but maybe they could explain themselves in a little bit. How far has the work progressed?
When I was out there last week, it looked like they were just starting to wrap up, actually. So they had health department approval and everything, and looked like they were good to go there. So yeah, as it stands, you know, a septic failure is something that has to be replaced, and they did have good erosion controls. They just forgot to come to us prior, so made sure to let them know that that's something they got to do in the future. But as it stands, there was no impact, and you know, it's something that has to be done regardless. And so they have sort of a conditional approval right now, and then once we can legally issue them the approval, I'll go ahead and sign off. But I did give them a sort of an email general version of the permit so that they have the document detailing what they need and what should be done and how to do it.
So the work is essentially complete then, is what you're saying?
I believe so at this point. I don't know if Evan is still on and can speak to that.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, we backfilled before the big rain and managed to get some seed and hay down, which was good. And obviously kept all the silt fence and stuff in place. So it's there, it's in. No impacts to the stream. So we have pulled all our equipment out of there. We're gone.
Okay, great.
So essentially the work is complete then.
Yes, correct.
And Cameron, you don't see any issues with the way things are going?
Nope. Okay. You know, yeah, absolutely. In the future, you know, come to us before and get the permit before. But you know, it's a failing septic, and so if they needed to move faster, we would have done the same thing anyways and had them start work before we could legally give them the permit. So if it was something that was an emergency like that anyways. So yep. Just Evan, make sure that you guys leave that silt fence up until the grass starts to establish and starts to grow. But it sounds like you guys are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, but absolutely.
The site is stable now. The work's done and the site is stable.
Correct.
Okay. Well, Cameron, you're more informed in all this stuff. What should the commission's action be now? I mean, we could go through and issue a permit, but it seems like it's after the fact now. I'm not sure what the proper approach should be now. Could you recommend something to me or us?
Yeah, so I do just need to run it by Ross, but I believe he delegated it to me to issue the permit, and I just didn't realize until today, actually, if I can actually issue the permit on the if I have to abide by the state law as well, where this is the receival date and then we can't act on it until the next meeting. I believe that I can just go and issue it, but at least for now we've got that sort of for lack of a better term, conditional approval. Yeah,
just water over the dam. I'd say yeah, just give him a permit just for the sake of saying that we approved it all and everything else.
Yep.
No point in holding the matter up anymore, I don't think.
Right. Yep. Agreed.
Well, good. So you're going to go ahead and issue a retroactive permit then?
Yes.
Thank you. Yep. The Livingstons are here. Is there something that we want by public commentary, but is there something you would like to bring to the commission's attention at this time?
I don't remember if I was added to the agenda, but I'm talking about the trail I'm proposing at the high school.
No, it's not on the agenda. What about the trail would you like to discuss?
Well, I walked with Mr. Covell last week, and we went over, you know, if I needed a permit, which we found we wouldn't, because there's only a few minor stream crossings, but there's no need for a bridge, and it's only except one spot. It'll all be crossed by stepping stones. So we went over basically that it is just a recreational hiking trail and doesn't need any special permits. I think that was what we went over.
Yeah, I believe it was section 4.1 of our regulations. I'd have to double check the specific citation, but yeah, our regulations allow for recreation, and so the construction of this hiking trail, it's very minimal impact, and the stream crossings are going to be, I believe you said, just logs and 2x4s and such, or just wood planks. So very minimal. Is that right, Shepard?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, very minimal impact. And then going in, he's planning to get the town to go in with a brush hog for some of the more prickery areas. So we'll see how that works out. Other than that, it'll all be handwork.
Does the commission members, Andrew, Dave, have any questions, comments about this work?
Not really. Is it behind the high school?
Yeah.
So the name of the property is the Stanglin property. And basically when you're behind the high school on the fields, it's off to the left of the fields in the back of the high school.
Yeah, I've and it continues many times all the way to the Old Bailey Road. Is it in that area?
Yeah. So when you're on the Old Bailey Road, it's all off in the left in there. The Pros Trail goes enters the woods off of an existing cross country trail there, follows down towards the rail trail, and then comes onto the existing path on the Old Bailey Road, and then comes back up.
Okay, I think I've seen scouts work down there too. They put some lean-tos and stuff down there. Scouts, I guess, were down there working. Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, so it's been used before. I've noticed it.
Shepard, is this activity with the Bolton Land Trust or Scouts or what?
This is my planned Eagle project for Troop 25. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Sounds like it's a non-regulated activity. So as far as I'm concerned, you proceed. Cameron, comments? No?
Nope. We just need to vote on it as a non-regulated activity.
Did somebody want to vote first?
I make a motion to pass it.
Well, you're a second.
Second.
A vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
The motion passes. It's non-regulated activity. Thank you, Shepard and Debbie. Have a nice evening. Well, we can stick around for the meeting if you want, but I whatever. The next item.
Thank you. Sorry about the the noise. I'm on a bus right now, coming back from track meet. So
no problem. Worries.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Item 5 on the agenda is the approval of the January 31st meeting minutes. I've read them. I don't see a problem with them at all. Do I hear a motion to approve those?
I make a motion to approve.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Okay, we're on to the heavy duty stuff now. The wetlands agent report. Go ahead, Cameron.
All right. So I drove around today and looked at some of our permitted areas. 271 Hop River Road. Work has begun. Looks like the building has been removed.
Wow.
But so far nothing has been done towards the back of the property where the wetlands are. And I don't believe the trail has been started yet either. So
still waiting on that. But otherwise, looks to be, you know, no wetland impacts at all or anything to worry about.
Do they have some more cleanup to do there?
Yeah, it looks like it. There's still definitely some debris on site. Just looking at it from the road where, you know, it's fenced in. So I would definitely say that there's more work to be done okay. as far as cleanup.
Yeah, I was thinking about some of the debris. They had quite a bit of debris in there that they need to clean up.
Yeah, they had cleaned up, as far as Barb has told me, most of it. That was actually in the wetlands, but the last time I was there, there was still some in the back there, but I haven't actually been toward the back of the property probably in about a month now. So,
okay.
Yeah. No update on 180 Bolton Center Road. That's the single home build. 10 French Road, septic repair from last season, last year. They're all set to go. They finished work over the winter, and they have their silt fence up and are just waiting for the seed to establish.
So that work's complete then, other than the seed growing?
Yep.
Good.
83 Vernon Road, that's the rock wall rebuild on the lake. Lower Bolton Lake. They had some issues with the silt fencing. It was damaged and removed, and so we had to talk with the contractor and remind him that it is a requirement of the permit, and so he ended up putting silt fence back, and it's been up and functioning as of 4/11. He was finishing up work. And haven't really gotten a chance to see it since. But yeah, 4/11, he was just starting to finish up and all the silt fence had been up and fully functional for a week or so at that point. So
he
completed
all of it. He was rebuilding the wall. Did he complete rebuilding the wall?
I actually don't know if he's fully finished with that. Yeah. He was nearing completion 2 weeks ago. So I suspect he's done now, but I can't say for sure.
Okay. You're going to follow up on that.
Yes. Yep. Bobcat Woods property tree cutting from the Bolton Land Trust. Last year we ruled it not within our jurisdiction, but just so you guys know, they are commencing soon and they're currently staging on the corner of School Road and Brandy Street.
Okay.
And then other than that, just signed off on a CO for a pole barn construction that was permitted previously, and then a couple of new pool installations and deck rebuilds and such that were not within wetlands jurisdiction.
Questions or comments from the commission?
Oh, sounds good.
Okay with me.
Okay. Thank you very much, Cameron, for the update.
Yep.
Anything else? We're on to item 7 now, other. Does anyone have anything else that they like to bring up and discuss at all?
Don't know of anything else to bring up. Nope.
No. We'll wait and see how the chairman is doing with their budget. We'll have to wait and see on that. I think he'll probably be back for the next meeting, but we'll see what happens. Thank you all for attending tonight. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make the motion.
I'll second.
Motions are made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The meeting is over. Thank you very much, John, for your time.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.